Welcome to Pet Assisted Chaplaincy Practice. Hi, I am Haley, the Christian Leaders Institute Synthesia presenter. We are grateful to our researchers and the tools of AI to make this course available to you. These free courses are made possible by the generosity of users like you who support this mission through donations, purchase of official credentials, subscriptions, and the purchases of Christian Leaders lifestyle products through our Christian Leaders store. What is great about this model is that everyone gets to study free of charge. Frankly, many have nothing to offer except themselves to be an ambassador for Christ. I won't mention this again. Now we go on to free training. Welcome to Pet Assisted Chaplaincy Practice. This course is about something both practical and powerful. It is about how a chaplain may wisely include an animal in ministry settings where that presence can help open relational doors, lower anxiety, support comfort, and strengthen ministry of presence. But let's be clear right from the start. This course is not about turning a pet into a gimmick. It is not about showing off an animal. It is not about assuming that everyone likes animals. And it is not about replacing chaplaincy with cuteness, novelty, or emotional softness. This course is about wise, Christ-centered ministry. A properly suited and well-handled animal can sometimes help a person feel calmer. It can help lower defenses. It can create a more natural beginning to a conversation. It can help a lonely person smile, a grieving person soften, or an anxious person settle a little. In some settings, that matters a great deal. But the animal is not the minister. The chaplain remains the minister. The chaplain must still know how to enter a room with wisdom, how to read the situation, how to honor consent, how to maintain boundaries, and how to offer spiritual care in a calm and respectful way. That is why this course matters. In today's world, people are often lonely, guarded, overstimulated, skeptical, grieving, or emotionally tired. Some people have not been touched by real gentleness in a very long time. Some are living in nursing homes. Some are navigating disability or illness. Some are isolated in neighborhoods, apartments, or assisted living settings. Some are carrying grief that sits just below the surface. In those moments, the right animal, with the right chaplain, in the right setting, can support real ministry. This course will help you think clearly about that. You will learn what pet-assisted chaplaincy is and what it is not. You will learn how to think about animal readiness, handler readiness, people-smart ministry, safety, hygiene, and spiritual care. You will also learn when not to bring an animal, because wisdom includes restraint. That matters too. Not every pet is fit for ministry. Not every setting welcomes an animal. Not every emotional moment should be intensified by pet presence. And not every open conversation is automatically a spiritual opportunity to push further. This course is designed to help you become steady, practical, and trustworthy. You may be a volunteer chaplain. You may be part-time in ministry. You may serve through a church, a soul center, a visitation team, or a neighborhood care setting. You may already feel drawn to nursing home visits, community chaplaincy, Christmas chaplaincy, recovery care, or disability ministry. This course can support that calling. Most often, pet-assisted chaplaincy is not a parish all by itself. It is a ministry skill used within a real parish or setting. For example, a community chaplain might walk a well-trained dog through a neighborhood and become a familiar and trusted presence. A nursing home chaplain might bring a calm animal into approved visits. A chaplain serving during the Christmas season might find that pet presence helps open a tender conversation with someone carrying grief. So this course is practical by design. It will not stay vague. It will not stay sentimental. And it will not assume that love for animals is enough. It will help you think in a ministry-ready way. Our goal is simple. To help you serve people with calm presence, wise boundaries, and scripture-rooted hope through safe, practical, and consent-based pet-assisted ministry. I am glad you are here. Let's begin by learning what this calling is, where it fits, and how to approach it with both compassion and maturity.